St. Elizabeth of Hungary's church in Tribsch was built of larch wood without the use of nails. It is around 15 meters long and 8 meters wide. It consists of two main sections, the nave, which is designated for the congregation, and the eastward-facing chancel, where services are conducted. A small vestibule adjoins the nave to the south. The entire building is covered by a steep roof. The lower sections extend quite markedly to the sides, which prevents the rapid descent of snow from the top. At the center of the roof, the ridge is crowned by a small bell tower. The walls, which incline towards each other, and the roof, are clad in shingles, in other words, small, thin, tapering pieces of wood that are laid out to overlap one another. The entire interior, in all its simplicity, is devoid of most of the traditional fixtures and furnishings, but it features a dazzling wealth of artwork. Walls and ceiling alike are covered with it, and it also decorates the pulpit where the priest delivers his sermons. Here, it's mounted on the northern wall. The paintings feature numerous colors with muted shades of blue, white, and orange predominating. The countless images of ordinary people, saints, and angels seem to blossom against the structure of the wooden planks, which is so clearly visible through their garments. The colorful clothes and the objects and architectural elements the figures are depicted with are a priceless source of knowledge about the era they were created in. They are also a veritable mine of information about biblical stories. The painting of the Tatra Mountains on the ceiling is exceptional and particularly captivating. The depiction of the mountains is enormously realistic, partly covered in greenery and partly rocky. Here they symbolize the temporal sphere. In the foreground, four people are standing by an empty sarcophagus and gazing heavenwards in hope. The celestial space, which is filled with saints and angels, begins above a long swirling wreath of dark blue clouds and occupies most of the surface of the ceiling. The Assumption and Coronation of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary is painted with immense verve. Vivid shades of yellow and blue predominate, and there's no lack of white either. However, it's the landscape depicted in the lower part that arouses the most interest. It seems to be a combination of views drawn from southern Poland, views of the Donets River Valley, of Chorzów and Niedźwiedzie castles, and of landscapes of the Pianina and Tatra Mountains. The men and women peopling the walls and ceiling are life-sized and the characters are clear. In the days when a great many of the people attending the church couldn't read, these paintings were their guidebook to the truths of the faith. Conveying those truths in the form of images was particularly crucial in the days when Mass was celebrated in Latin, a language unknown to simple people. On the northern wall of the chancel, there's the frame of a door. It's ornamental in form. The lintel follows the line of two serpentine elements that come together at the top in a point, forming what's known as an OG arch.